Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
今天是美国的独立日。
Today, actually earlier was the Independence Day for this country.
是这个周末，是昨天，是前天啊。
It was the day before yesterday.
我还是看见很多的弟兄姐妹能够聚集在这里。
But still, I see many brothers and sisters who are here.
我们也看见一些朋友们能在我们中间。
And we see some friends who are also among us.
相信是神吸引我们来到这边。
It is God who calls us here.
你愿今天我们能够在这边一同蒙福在他的脚前。
And so may we all be blessed as we come before his feet.
我们一同来读几处圣经。
Let's read some scripture together.
我们先来读希伯来书第十一章，从第一到第三节。
Let's first look at the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 through 3.
希伯来书第十一章第一到第三节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 through 3.
我先用中文读一遍，然后请我们的姊妹用英文读一遍。
We'll read once in Chinese and then once in English.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神的话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old gained approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible.
我们再来读一下希伯来书第十一章同一章的第六节。
And also, the same chapter 11, down at verse 6.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
我们下一处经文，请弟兄姐妹们翻到《使徒行传》第十六章第三十一节。
Next, let's turn to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16.
这是一节非常短的经文。
This is a very short verse.
很多的弟兄姐妹们都知道，都能背下来这节经文。
And perhaps many of you are able to memorize this as well.
使徒行传第十六章三十一节。
Acts 16:31.
他们说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
They said, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household.
我们下一处经文读马太福音第七章第七到八节。
Next, let's turn to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 to 8.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
我们今天早上要和弟兄姐妹朋友们交通一个信心的救恩。
This morning I want to share with brothers and sisters and friends the gospel of faith.
那我们可能首先要问什么是信心。
First we may ask, what is faith?
我们刚才读过的希伯来书第十一章对信心做了一个非常好的定义。
Previously, when we read Hebrews chapter 11, it gave us a very good definition.
这里面告诉我们说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
It tells us that faith is assurance of that which is hoped for, and the assurance of that which is not seen.
信就是我们所盼望之事的那些保证和确据。
It is a hope and assurance of things not seen.
我想弟兄姐妹们朋友们，我们今天在世上所盼望的是什么呢？
What is it that you hope for today?
今天诗班的弟兄姐妹们给我们唱一首诗歌，说我们在这个地上非我不是我们的家乡。
The brothers and sisters of the choir sang a hymn saying that this world is not my home.
好像我们在地上都是客旅。
As if we are just travelers here.
神给我们70年80年在地上的生活的时间。
God may have given us 70 to 80 years on this earth.
但是他要我们人生的目的不是定睛在七八十年上。
But the purpose of our lives may not be simply just to fulfill 70 to 80 years.
乃是在永远当中。
But it is in eternity.
乃是要我们有一天能够和他永远的同在。
So that one day we will be with him in eternity.
所以从古到今有一个非常重要的问题就缠绕着人类。
And so from days past, there has been this question that many people have asked.
我们所盼望人生的意义到底是什么？
What is the meaning of life?
我们今天在地上的生活的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of our days on earth?
我们生活在一个非常繁忙的时代当中。
We live in very hectic days.
人们为着名利、地位和财产在不停地繁忙着。
For fame, position, and glory, we are always busy.
好像占据了我们整个生命的中心。
And it takes up all of our attention.
耗掉了我们所有的时间。
And all of our time.
但是对于那些所以已经找到的人。
But for those who have found it.
对于那些就是说在地上他们已经取得了成就，已经取得了成功和名利和财产的人。
For those who have been successful, who have fame and fortune.
他们很快就发现这些所带来的不是真正的满足。
They very quickly realize that they are not satisfied.
不是真正的意义。
This is not the true meaning of their lives.
就像诗歌告诉我们说，这个世界非我家。
Just like that hymn, this world is not my home.
不管他们得到的是什么。
No matter what they have obtained.
他们好像没有一种回家的感觉。
They don't have that sense of home.
没有一种真正的满足感。
That true feeling of satisfaction.
那对于那些还没有得到的人。
And so for those who have not yet obtained it.
人们在苦苦地追求。
Who are still diligently pursuing after it.
有的甚至不择手段。
And without knowing,
use the different methods.
Or they use many different methods to try to gain it.
甚至有的是用不道德、不法的手段。
Or some use very unlawful ways of gaining it.
所以我们看见今天这个世界充满了罪恶。
And so we see that this world is so full of sin.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
就是人们在寻求意义的当中失落。
Because many are lost as they are trying to find meaning and purpose.
人们在寻找一个真正的意义，可是他们找不到。
Many people are trying to find purpose, but they can't find it.
他们一味找到的时候，就发现那个又不是。
And once they seem to have found it, they realize that's not it.
圣经告诉我们说，信是所望之事的实底。
And so the Bible tells us that faith is assurance of things hoped for.
今天我们所盼望的是什么？
So what is it that we hope for today?
我们所盼望的乃是我们人生有一个满足的喜乐。
And we hope for that in our days we would have satisfaction and joy.
盼望的是我们生命和赐我们生命那个源头能够接在一起。
So that we can be united with the creator of our lives.
只有借着信才能得到这个。
Only through faith can you obtain that.
圣经有告诉我们说是信是未见之事的确据。
And so the Bible also tells us that it is the conviction of things not seen.
哥林多前书后边告诉我们说原来我们不是顾念所见的乃是顾念所不见的。
And 1 Corinthians also tells us it is not the things that we see, but it is the invisible.
因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Because what we see is temporary, what we do not see is eternal.
也就是说，我们今天最深处的顾念，我们最深处的一个向往，乃是永远的。
And so actually, the deepest longing that we have in our hearts is for eternity.
乃是我们看不见的。
Is for the things that are not seen.
但是神已经把那个永恒放在我们的心中。
God has already placed eternity in our hearts.
让我们不寻找都不行。
So that we do not want to seek anything else.
所以今天我们没有去度长假，我们来到教会当中。
So today we are not having a long weekend, we are here at church.
是因为我们里边有一个渴望。
It is perhaps you have this desire in your heart.
我们要寻找那个永恒的东西。
You want to find something that's eternal.
但是圣经在信的定义当中说是这未见之事的确据。
And so here in the Bible it also says that it is conviction of things not seen.
所以我们不看不见的我们所向往的也只能借着我们的信来得着。
And so for the things that we're looking for that we cannot see, you can only obtain it through faith.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他给我们的信心不是迷信。
This faith that he gives us is not mysticism.
信心是圣灵在人心中工作的结果。
It is the result of the Holy Spirit working in our hearts.
它并不是叫人产生一个空洞的信心。
It's not just an impulsive feeling in your heart.
好像是我们把眼睛蒙起来走到黑暗里边去。
Or that we close our eyes and walk into darkness.
乃是让我们心灵的眼睛得开。
But it is that the eyes of our hearts are opened.
相反，让我们从黑暗进入光明。
So that we can go from darkness into light.
这是信心的果效。
This is the result of faith.
因为它是建立在神真实的存在基础之上。
Because it is based on the foundation of God.
让我们的信心因着神的救恩能够有根有基。
So that our faith can have a true foundation in God.
神在许多的事情上启示我们。
God has shown us many things in faith.
因为他要我们的信心要建立在这些事实的基础之上。
Because he wants to establish our faith based upon facts.
我们不知道弟兄姐妹朋友们有没有机会看一看我们所存在这个宇宙。
I don't know, brothers and sisters and friends, if you've looked around at the world that we live in.
看一看生命的奇妙。
And looked at the amazing, at life.
当我们看见我们生存这个环境充满了奇妙，充满了创造的可畏。
And the life that we live in, this world that we live in is so amazing.
我们就不能不向这位创造的主俯伏下拜。
That we cannot help but to bow down as we see this creation.
从最小的分子、原子到最宏大的宇宙。
From the smallest cell and organism to the greatest universe.
神借着这些创造在启示我们。
God continues to reveal to us through his creation.
罗马书告诉我们说，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
In Romans 1, it says, For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse.
所以当我们今天看一下生命是这么样奇妙的存在在地上。
So as we see how life can exist here on this world in such an amazing way.
让我们看见宇宙是如此庞大，如此恢宏，但是又是如此和谐。
And how amazing and glorious is this universe, and at the same time, how harmonious everything works together.
我们就不能不想是谁创造了这一切。
You cannot help but to think, who created all of this?
我们就不能不借着这些所造之物来认识这位创造的主。
And so through the creation, we need to come to know who is the creator.
因为他已经借着这些来启示我们。
Because he has already revealed to us through these things.
若是我们视而不见的话。
And so if you do not see it,
有一天我们在神面前是无可推诿。
Then one day, you will, have to acknowledge it before him.
神也借着他这本圣经来启示我们。
God also reveals to us through this Bible.
这本圣经是世界上最奇妙的一本书。
This is one of the most amazing books in the world.
我们知道它是由40几位作者经过几千年的时间来写成。
There are about 40-some authors and who have written this throughout the centuries.
这些著者生活在不同的年代，不同的国度。
The authors, they lived in different times and in different generations.
他们用不同的语言。
Through different languages.
他们有的是渔夫，有的是君王。
Some were kings, some were fishermen.
有的受过非常好的教育，有的没有受过任何的教育。
Some were very well educated, some were not.
但是他们都受一位圣灵的感动。
But they were all moved by one Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的感动下，他们写成这本圣经。
Under the moving of the Holy Spirit, they wrote this Bible.
这本圣经里边有几百处的预言。
There are several hundred prophecies in this Bible.
除了那些关乎于主耶稣要来还没有实现的预言之外。
Apart from several prophecies regarding the return of Jesus.
所有这些预言在时间中都100%的应验。
Roughly 100% of all the other prophecies have already come true.
所以这本圣经是非常奇妙的书。
This is a very amazing book.
历史上有多少人想在这本书中挑出它的破绽来。
Throughout the ages, many people have tried to find fault with the Bible.
哪怕是一个小小的破绽。
Or even very small mistakes.
他们说就可以破坏整个基督的信仰。
And they want to destroy Christianity through any mistakes in the Bible that they could find.
所以很多人他们花了很多的时间。
And so there are many people who spent much time.
有的人甚至花了几十年的时间。
And many years, some decades.
他们研究圣经的目的不是像我们今天来读神的话语。
They come to analyze the Bible, not like us when we read the Bible today.
乃是要从这里边找出他的错误来。
They want to find fault with the Bible.
但是到最后的时候。
But at the very end.
如果他们都存在一颗真实的良心的话。
When they bring a true heart before God.
他们都一个一个的拜倒到耶稣的脚下。
Each one of them bow before the feet of our Lord Jesus.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他们从这本书里边找不出任何的错误来。
Because in the scripture they can find no mistakes.
反倒当圣灵感动他们心的时候。
And so when the Holy Spirit moves their hearts.
他们从这里边得到的是一个改变生命的大能。
What they receive at the end is a power to change their lives.
几千年来。
Several thousands of years have passed.
圣经里边的一个字都不改。
Not one word has changed in the Bible.
但是他却天天的借着他里边所 奇妙的大能改变人的生命。
But daily, through its great power, changes lives.
所以神把这本圣经放在我们的手中。
And so God has given us this Bible in our hands.
是对我们一个非常大的启示。
And so it is a great revelation to us.
是我们信心的根基。
It is the basis of our faith.
神要我们的信心是有根有基的。
So that our faith may have foundation and roots.
神也借着几千年人类历史来证实他的信实。
And also, God establishes His reality through the generations past, through man's history.
我们知道在这些年中有数以亿计的人他们把生命委身于基督。
We know that there are millions of people who have given their lives over to Jesus.
每一个人他们都经历了生命奇妙的改变。
All of them have experienced the changing power in their lives.
我们今天在座的每位弟兄姐妹都可以做见证。
All the brothers and sisters who are sitting here can testify of this.
和很多的朋友们一样。
And also to the friends.
我们以前都是不信主的。
We can say to you that previously we did not believe in the Lord.
在我们人生的路上有一天。
But one day, in the path of our life,
我们遇见了这位创造的主。
We met this Creator.
我们遇见了这位爱我们的耶稣基督。
We met the Lord Jesus who loves us.
我们愿意向他敞开我们的心。
And we were willing to open up our hearts to Him.
他就走进我们生命当中。
And He walked into our lives.
并以他大能和真实证明他的信实。
And so now we can testify of His love and His power and faithfulness to us.
所以我们告诉朋友们这位主。
And so we would like to tell our friends of this Lord.
乃是我们生命所真实经历的这位主。
This is a Lord that we have experienced in our daily lives.
神就借着这些来启示我们。
And so through these things God reveals to us.
他启示他自己是信实的。
He reveals that He is faithful.
我们虽然看不见神。
Even though we can't see Him.
但是我们借着他所赐下的、所创造的大自然。
But through nature.
赐下的圣经。
And through the Bible,
和基督徒生活的见证，
and also the testimony of those of Christians,
我们就知道这位神是信实的神。
We know that He is a God who is faithful.
我们就知道我们的信心是建立在一个确实的根基之上。
And that our faith is based upon very substantial facts.
当圣灵把信做在人里边的时候，
and so when the Holy Spirit works out faith in man's heart,
他的目的是让人心归向神。
The purpose is so that our hearts would be turned towards Him.
让我们能够认识他。
So that we would come to know Him.
能够接受他。
To accept Him.
更重要的是分享他所赐给我们的真实的生命。
And most importantly, to be able to receive that life.
神凭着他对人的恩典。
And so through the grace that He gives us.
开始在人心中工作。
It begins to work in our hearts.
他对我们唯一的要求，乃是我们要信心，借着信心来接受他。
His only requirement is that we would receive Him in faith.
刚刚我们读到的希伯来书第十一章第六节。
Previously, when we read Hebrews 11 verse 6,
告诉我们说人非有信就不能讨神的喜悦。
It says that without faith, it is impossible to please Him.
因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。
Because he who comes to God must believe that he is.
且信他赏赐那些寻求他的人。
And that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
我想这句话说的是再清楚不过。
I believe that these words cannot be more clear.
他告诉我们说，我们到神面前只有一条路。
It tells us that there's only way, one way to God.
就是借着信心的路。
That is the way of faith.
但是他并没有把我们放在一个像一个黑盒子里边。
But he didn't put us in a black box.
他借着阳光雨露在启示我们。
He shows us in light.
他借着我们生命的经历在告诉我们。
Through our daily experiences.
他告诉我们他是一位可信的神。
He shows us that he is a trustworthy God.
他对我们的要求是要我们动心，要我们有一个行动。
His requirement is that with his moving in our hearts, then we are able to be moved.
我们的赞美是出自信心。
Our praises are also through faith.
我们的接受也是出于信心。
Our acceptance is also through faith.
雅各告诉我们说没有行动的信心是死的。
James tells us that faith without deeds is dead.
对于我们弟兄姐妹们来说，
and so to brothers and sisters,
我们的行动就是在我们每天的生活当中我们能够依靠神。
Our deeds is that in our daily lives we rely upon God.
对于福音朋友们来说，
and so to gospel friends,
你的信心的行动就是起来接受神。
The act of faith for you today is to accept God.
是用你的心灵和神有一个接触。
To have a relationship in your heart with God.
不是在我们的头脑里边打转。
Not just in your head.
神给我们的信心也是有丰富的内涵。
God's faith also is as deep as the seas.
我们刚才读到的《使徒行传》第16章31节告诉我们。
Previously, when we read Acts chapter 16, it tells us.
当信主耶稣，你和你一家必都得救。
Believe in the Lord Jesus, you will be saved, you and your household.
这里边我们看见圣经给信心的内涵做了一个非常好的总结。
Here it shows us what faith incorporates.
首先，他告诉我们说，我们信的是谁。
First, it tells us who we believe in.
这一点是非常非常重要的。
This point is very important.
因为人类已经迷失了。
Because men are already lost.
人类的历史就是一个寻找的历史。
Man's history is one that is lost and always seeking.
当人在找神的时候，
As men are trying to find God,
就产生了许许多多的宗教。
There have been many religions.
只有神来启察自己的时候，才能让我们能够看见这位又真又活的神。
Only when God reveals himself can we come to know the true and living God.
所以你信的是谁，这一点非常重要。
So who you believe in, this point is very important.
这里边告诉我们说，当信主耶稣。
And so this says here, believe in the Lord Jesus.
他告诉我们一个信心的对象。
And so this tells us who we believe in.
这个，他是我们唯一信的道路。
He is the only way we can have faith.
因为圣经告诉我们说，天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Because the Bible also tells us that in heaven and on earth, there is no other name that we can be saved.
我想和我一样，很多的福音朋友可能听见这句话的时候。
And so perhaps many friends, just like me, when you hear these words,
觉得基督徒这个心胸太狭窄。
You feel like faith is so narrow.
好像我们不能拥有其他的道路。
As if there's no other way.
为什么只有信主耶稣才能是得救的道路呢？
Why is believing in the Lord Jesus the only way?
为什么我们不能条条道路通罗马呢？
Why isn't it that all roads lead to Rome?
圣经告诉我们说，只有他才是我们的道路、真理、生命。
But the Bible tells us that only he is the way, the truth, and the life.
下边我们还会仔细看一下主耶稣基督他的一生证实了这一点。
And so later we will look at how the life of our Lord Jesus testified of this one point.
这节经文告诉我们信心的内涵的另外一个方面。
And so this Bible also tells us another point of faith.
就是随信。
Who believes?
这里边告诉说你和你的一家。
This says that you will be saved, you and your household.
谈到我们来到神面前是个人的。
That when you come before the Lord, it is very personal.
但神是有恩典怜悯的神。
He is a God who has grace and mercy.
他愿把我们全家一起拯救在他的面前。
And so he is able to gather your entire household.
所以我们看见我们信的主耶稣基督。
And so here we see that we believe in the Lord Jesus.
是我们自己，是你和你的全家都要来到神的面前。
And that you and your household will all come before God.
信心的第三个方面在这里边告诉我们。
The third aspect of faith here shows us
是信心的果效。
The result of faith
乃是我们可以得救。
That you will be saved.
圣经告诉我们说，你们信就必得救。
And so the Bible tells us that if you believe, you will be saved.
所以你和你的全家都必得救。
You and your household will be saved.
这是信心所要带出来的果效。
This is the result of faith.
我们刚才提到，我们为什么一定要信主耶稣基督才能得救呢？
Previously we mentioned, why is it that we need to believe only in the Lord Jesus to be saved?
罗马书告诉我们说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Romans, it tells us that without faith we cannot please him.
所以我们来到神的面前必须要经过信心。
And so you must come in faith to be able to receive.
那我想在这个方面至少有两个大的方面我们可以交通的。
And so there are two points that I'd like to share.
第一呢，是我们的信心要建立在神的根基之上。
So that first, our faith must be established upon God.
因为神借着信来建立在我们里边的信心。
God wants to establish his faith, our belief in faith.
也就是说，当我们借着信心往前走一步的时候，
That is to say, in faith, as we walk one step forward,
他要证实他的信实。
He will show you his faithfulness.
我们每位弟兄姐妹在生活中都有这样的经历。
All brothers and sisters have testified of this.
当我们借着一点点的信心来到神的面前的时候，
As you come before him with a very little faith,
他 他要证实他的信实。
He will show you his faithfulness.
他要在我们里边建立这个信心。
He will establish that faith in you.
另外一个方面，为什么我们一定要借着信来到神的面前？
Another reason why we need to come before him in faith.
乃是神的救恩超过我们的理性。
It's because his salvation is beyond our understanding.
神知道我们的理性是何等的有限。
God knows that our understanding is very limited.
我们一定要借着信心才能触摸到他。
We can only come to him in faith.
首先我们对他的爱没有办法完全理解。
We really don't have any idea what his love is like for us.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
说他所赐的救恩，他的爱是眼睛未曾看见。
That his love and his salvation no eye have ever seen before.
耳朵未曾听见。
Ears have never heard before.
人心也未曾想过。
And hearts have never thought about it.
从亚当和夏娃他们在伊甸园里堕落了之后。
After the fall of Adam and Eve in the garden.
人就带上了罪的性质。
Men have the nature of sin within them.
这个罪性使我们和神从此就隔绝了。
And so this nature of sin separated us.
我们的灵在神面前是死的。
Our spirit before him is dead.
我们回家的道路是断绝。
And we have no way to go home.
但是神并没有放弃人。
But God never gave up on men.
他就在人中间做拣选的工作。
He has done a choosing work.
他选择了亚伯拉罕。
He chose Abraham.
他选择了以色列的民族。
And he chose the Israelite people.
他借着众先知，借着多方多次的向人劝诫。
He tried to speak to his people through many prophets.
整本圣经的旧约都是预言主耶稣基督他的再来。
And the Old Testament has many prophecies about the birth of the Lord Jesus.
他都是指向一个中心。
Always to one purpose.
就是主耶稣基督。
And that is for the Lord Jesus.
并且他要在十字架上所成就的工作。
And what he will accomplish on the cross.
所以到时候满足的日子时候。
And so when the time is right.
我们的主耶稣基督就道成肉身来到地上。
The Lord Jesus came in flesh to this earth.
我们要知道他本是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他本有神的形象。
He has the very nature of God.
他本是创造宇宙天地的主。
He is the creator of heaven and earth.
但是他愿意卑微地来到地上。
But he was willing to humbly come to this earth.
并且是出生在马槽当中。
And to be born in a manger.
我们没有见过这样在卑微的人。
We have never met anyone who is humble as this.
我们的主耶稣，他把他的无限放在有限，放在人的有限当中。
Our Lord Jesus, who is unlimited, limited himself to come and be among men.
他在地上活出了一个完美的生命。
And he lived out a very complete life on this earth.
他为我们受死受苦。
He died and suffered for us.
并且为我们从死里复活。
And he also resurrected from the dead for us.
所以只有他的生命才能满足神对圣洁对公义的要求。
And so only his life can satisfy the requirements, the righteous requirements of God.
我们知道我们的神是圣洁。
We know that our God is holy.
圣洁是他不能与罪同流合污。
Holiness means that it cannot mix with sin.
所以他不能接近我们这些有罪的人。
So he cannot come close to us who are sinners.
公义是他必须审判。
Righteousness means that there must be judgment.
我们的罪都要有个结论，都要受审判。
Our sins must have a consequence, and that is, it must be judged.
但是他的慈爱使他不能放弃我们。
But because of his loving kindness, he never let us go.
好像仇敌在这里边给神出了非常大的一个难题。
And it's as if the enemy, Satan, tried to put a huge obstacle before God.
因为他破坏了人里边的性情。
Because he corrupted the nature of men.
叫神既要审判这些人，又不能接近这些人，但又爱这些人。
Even though because of sin, God cannot come close to us, but because of love, He did draw close to us.
但是神是全知的神。
But He is an Almighty God.
他把他的儿子赐给我们。
He gave us His Son.
让我们的主耶稣基督为着我们的罪钉在十字架上。
So because of our sin, the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
因为他在十字架上。为我们流出的宝血。
And on that cross, he bled for us.
我们的罪可以得洁净。
So that our sins can be cleansed.
他在十字架上也担当了我们所有的刑罚。
And on that cross, he bore all of our judgments.
所以我们那时候听见主耶稣在十字架上讲。
And so we heard on the Lord Jesus from the cross, he said,
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
他那里边，在那个时候经历了心灵中和 和神之间分离那个巨大的痛苦。
At that time, he was experiencing the greatest suffering in his heart.
是因为全世界人的罪。
It is because of the sin of the entire world.
从古到今，全世界人的罪。
From times past all the way to the future, all of mankind's sin.
都在那个时刻担在主耶稣基督的身上。
At that moment was upon the Lord Jesus.
所以他可以在十字架上为我们成就救恩。
And so on that cross, he is able to accomplish salvation for us.
并且在十字架上他把神的爱完全地彰显出来。
And on that cross, he was able to show us all of God's love.
所以圣经告诉我们说，天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以得救。
And so the Bible tells us that in heaven and on earth, there's no other name that you can be saved.
因为今天世界上不论是任何的宗教。
Because in this world, no matter what religion you turn to,
他可能会告诉你一些行为的道德的规范。
Perhaps it may tell you some ways of being good and doing good things.
但他不能给你生命。
But it cannot give you life.
因为他的那个宗教那个主，他也是人。
Because the Lord of those religions, they are also men.
他不能救自己。
They cannot save themselves.
当然也不能救你。
And of course, they cannot save you.
只有主耶稣基督。
Only the Lord Jesus.
他是这位圣洁无瑕疵的神。
He was a perfect and blameless God.
所以他流出的宝血可以洗净我们的罪。
And so his blood is able to wash away all of our sins.
他可以担当我们一切的刑罚。
He is able to bear all of our judgments on him.
今天当我们来到他的面前的时候。
And so today as you come before him,
我们得到的是一个生命。
What we can receive is life.
是主耶稣基督要赐给我们的生命。
It is a life that the Lord Jesus wants to give you.
这个生命是远超过我们心思所能理解的。
This life is beyond what your mind can understand.
所以我们一定要用信心才能来接受。
And so to be able to receive it, you must have faith.
历史历代以来
Throughout the generations,
每一位谦卑来到神的面前的人
All those who humbly come before him,
他们都从神那里边得恩典得怜悯
have been able to receive grace and mercy.
痛苦的得安慰
Those who suffer receive comfort.
软弱的得力量。
Those who are weak receive strength.
生活在无望当中的，他们里边开始有了盼望。
Those who have no hope start to have hope.
就是那些犯罪在地上犯了世界上刑罚的人。
Those who are criminals in this world.
当他们接受了主耶稣基督的时候。
After they receive the Lord Jesus.
他们里边有一个新的生命。
As they have a new life inside of them.
也许他们还是继续生活在那个监狱当中。
Perhaps they still live daily in the jail.
但是这个生命让他们得以释放，得以自由。
But this life inside of them gives them freedom.
让他们成为别人的祝福。
So that they can become blessings to others.
我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上的时候。
Our Lord Jesus, as he was upon that cross.
他面对着这些羞辱、逼迫他的人。
He met those who shamed him and beat him.
面对这些亲手把他钉在十字架上的人。
He saw those who personally nailed him on that cross.
他向天父发出一个深切的祷告。
And so he uttered a very deep prayer to the Father.
他说父啊，赦免他们。
He said, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知道。
Because they do not know what they do.
这是一个什么样的生命？
What kind of life is this?
这不是用我们头脑所能够理解的生命。
This is not a life that you can understand with your mind.
这要用我们信心来接受的生命。
You can only receive this in faith.
因为他不仅仅是为了那些钉他的人说的。
Because he not only said that to those who nailed him on that cross.
乃是为我们所有的人说的。
Because he also says that to us.
因为他是创造的主。
Because he is the creator.
但是我们却不认识他是我们创造的神。
But we do not acknowledge or know him as our creator.
我们生活在不信和顶撞的光景当中。
We live in disbelief and in rebellion.
但是神他一直爱我们。
But God continues to love us.
主耶稣在这边他也向我们发出这样一个呼召。
And so here he also calls to us.
要父神要赦免我们的罪。
For the Father to forgive us of our sins.
让我们能够来到他的面前。
So that we can come before him.
耶稣在地上的时候。
When the Lord Jesus was on earth.
他没有受过教育。
He didn't receive any education.
他没有一兵一卒。
He didn't have soldiers. He didn't have any soldiers who followed him.
他也没有建立一个属于他的国度。
He didn't also establish his own kingdom.
他不是哲学家，也不是世上所认为的智慧人。
He wasn't a very wise person or a philosopher.
但是他活出了一个是一个完美的生命。
But he lived a very complete life.
他活出了只有神才能活出的浩大的恩典。
He lived out a life that was full of God's grace.
他把爱像阳光雨露一样撒给每位需要的人。
He gave love to all those who needed it.
他赦免一切的罪。
He forgave all sins.
他叫每一位谦卑来到他面前的人都能够得到救恩。
And for all those who came before him humbly, he saved them.
他实在是一位不一样的救主。
He is a very altogether different Savior.
因为这样的生命
Because this life
是我们所没有见过的生命
is a life that we have never known before.
所以我们必须用借着信心才能接受
so that you can only accept this through faith.
他才能够在我们生活中工作
so that he can work in your life.
我们才能够从他得到奇妙的救恩
and then to be able to receive this amazing salvation.
当使徒约翰写到约翰福音最后的时候
as the apostle John was writing the Gospel of John.
他说耶稣所做的事情若是都记录下来所写的书今天在世界上都成不下
That if all the books in this world were to record down the acts of the Lord Jesus it would not be able to hold it all
这不是一个夸张的说法
This is not an exaggeration
因为主耶稣基督今天在我们身上工作
Because the Lord Jesus is truly working in our lives today
我们每一位谦卑来到他面前的人
So all of us who humbly come before him
我们的生命都得改变
Our lives can be changed.
他在每一位信他的人身上正在谱写那些美丽的生命乐章。
And so in all those who do not believe him, he can change your life so that it is beautiful.
如果我们把所有这些都写下来的话
If you are to write all of this down,
就是要像使徒约翰所讲的。
It will be just as what the Apostle John had said.
今天所写的书世界上都容不下。
That all the books of this world cannot contain it.
所以我们实在是要感谢神
So truly, I thank God.
他的爱他的救恩是我们没有办法用我们的理性完全理解的
His love and salvation, we cannot use our own reason to understand it.
所以我们要用信心来接受
So we must accept it in faith.
因为他所看重的不是我们引以为自豪的骄傲
Because what he looks at is not our own pride and our own abilities.
乃是我们来到他面前向他承认我们不过是受造我们软弱的本性
But that we must come before him to acknowledge that yes, we are the created and yes, we have sin.
因为他知道没有一双肉眼能够认出他
Because not one person can acknowledge who he is.
没有一副头脑可以完全彻度他
Not one mind can completely understand him.
唯有饥渴的心灵可以触摸到他
Only the hearts that hunger after him can come to know him.
所以我们来到他面前必须要靠着信心
So coming before him, you must have faith.
我们不但信他得救恩需要信心
Not only for salvation do we need faith.
在他面前蒙恩我们也需要信心
But also to receive grace, we also need faith.
并且他要借着这些恩典在我们里边建造他的工作
And so through all the grace that we receive from him, he's able to work in us.
使我们原来那一点点的信心可以长大
And so that original small amount of faith can grow.
圣经给我们许许多多的例子
The Bible gives us many examples.
我们先来看一处在马太福音第九章
Let's first look at the gospel according to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章我们先看一下第二十七节
Matthew chapter 9, let's look first at verse 27.
在这里边圣经告诉我们说有两个瞎子。
Here the Bible tells us there are two blind men.
有一天主耶稣从他们的城中经过。
One day Jesus was passing through their town.
有人就告诉他们说主耶稣要从这里边经过。
And so people told them that the Lord Jesus was passing by.
所以他们就大声喊说大卫的子孙可怜我们吧
And so they cried out loudly, Have mercy on us, son of David.
所以耶稣就来到他们把他们带到他们面前
And so the Lord Jesus brought them before him.
耶稣问他们一句话
And asked them.
是在马太福音第九章二十八节
And this is Matthew chapter 9, verse 28.
说你们信我能做这事吗
He said to them, Do you believe that I am able to do this?
就是他们说主啊我信我们信
And they said to him, Yes, Lord.
所以主耶稣就把他们的眼睛打开了
And so Jesus opened their eyes.
并且告诉他们说照着你们的信给你们成全了吧
And he said, It shall be done to you according to your faith.
我们看见圣经里边有许许多多这样的例子
We see that the Bible has many examples of this.
当每一次他赐人恩典医治医赶鬼的时候
Every time through his grace he healed someone or cast out demons
他所看见的不是外边的东西
What he looked at was not the things on the outside
他看见的呢是人心里边的信心
He looked at the faith of the person's heart
借着信心来成就他
And according to faith accomplished it
今天我们在属灵上都是瞎眼的
So today spiritually speaking we are all blind
所以主耶稣也在这里边做一个同样的呼召。
And so the Lord Jesus is telling us, calling us the same thing.
因为我们现在我们的灵里边的眼睛已经被撒旦所迷惑、所弄瞎了。
Because the enemy has already darkened and closed the eyes of our hearts.
我们已经看不见他。
We can't see him.
所以我们要凭着信心来。
So only through faith we must come.
他就要开我们的眼睛。
He will open our eyes.
另外一处在马太福音第九章第一节。
And another portion, same chapter, chapter 9 of Matthew, verse 1.
这里边讲到耶稣上了船过了海就来到自己的城里。
Here it says that Jesus got into a boat, crossed over the sea, and came to his own city.
有很多人呢就用一个褥子把一个瘫痪的人抬到耶稣面前。
And it says that they brought him a paralytic lying on a bed.
耶稣看见他们的信心就对瘫子说小子放心吧你的罪赦了。
Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralytic, Take courage, son, your sins are forgiven.
我们这里边又看见几个文士和法利赛人他们心里边就在埋怨主耶稣。
And so here around Jesus, there were some scribes and Pharisees who were grumbling in their hearts, saying that this fellow blasphemes.
但是主耶稣这里边对他们说了一句话。
But here the Lord Jesus spoke to them.
问他们说是哪一件事情容易呢？是让这个人的罪赦免还是让他起来行走容易呢
He says to them, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven or get up and walk?
这里边也想问一下朋友们
So here I would like to ask friends,
大家觉得哪一件事情比较容易
Which do you think is easier?
是让这个瘫子起来行走容易呢还是说他的罪赦免了容易
To say to the paralytic, get up and walk, or to say your sins are forgiven?
你们觉得哪一样更容易一点
Which do you feel is easier to say?
都不容易感谢主都不容易
Thank the Lord Both are not easy
或者确切地说呢都是不可能的
Or you could say more realistically Both are impossible
从人这个角度来说都是不可能
From man's perspective Both are impossible
但是主耶稣为什么要问这句话呢
And so why did the Lord Jesus say this?
他乃是让我们一方面看见他在地上有能力有权柄
And so on one hand It is to see that God has the power and authority on this earth
从另外一方面讲
And on the other hand,
他要我们把我们的目光从我们自己的身上转移到神的身上。
He wants to change our perspective from looking at ourselves to look at Him.
信心也是这样。
This is the same for faith.
如果我们看我们自己的时候，我们就发现我们里边没有信。
When you look at yourself, you realize you have no faith.
但是我们不知道神已经把一个能够接受他的信心放在我们里边。
But God has already placed in us a faith that is able to accept Him.
我们要仰望他。
We are to look to Him.
圣经告诉我们说他是信心创始成终的神。
He is the author of faith.
就是说他开始了一个信心。
And that is to say He began faith.
他要成全这个信心。
And He will accomplish it.
所以我们要把我们的目光转向神。
And so we want to turn our eyes to Him.
这里边我们看见还有两处非常有意义的我们可以来一同来交通的
And there are two other small stories that have a lot of meaning we can share on
一个是呢我们看见主耶稣说是看见他们的信心
And that is he saw their faith
不光是这个瘫子本人的信心
So it's not only the paralytic who had faith
乃是这些他们抬着他来这些人的信心
But those who brought the paralytic had faith
实际上我们每个人也都像这个瘫子
And so honestly, many of us are like this paralytic.
我们在地上可以做许许多的事情
On this earth, we can do many things.
但是在神的道路上我们不能走
But we cannot walk on God's way.
因为我们灵里边的那个走路的能力已经瘫痪了
Because we cannot really walk in our spirits.
所以今天早晨是别人把我们抬过来的
So this morning, perhaps it was others who brought us here.
我们有没有人是别人把我们抬过来的
Any of you here who have been invited by others? Perhaps you were unwilling to come. But God saw their faith. And so we truly thank God. This is an encouragement to brothers and sisters. As we are walking on this heavenly way, perhaps we are weak. Sometimes we feel like we can't get up. But through the caring of other brothers and sisters, perhaps through it's a visit or a phone call, through these things, bring us back to God.
就是说好像把我们抬到主的面前。
As if they have carried us back before God.
让我们能够可以起来行走。
So that we can walk together.
所以为此非常要感谢神。
So I truly want to thank God.
神让我们接受他的祝福是需要信心。
For us to receive his blessing, we need faith.
因为我们没有办法用头脑来明白这些事。
Because we cannot come to understand this with our own minds.
只有借着信心才能触摸到他自己。
Only through faith we can touch himself.
神的救法也需要我们用信心来接受。
And also his salvation we need faith to be able to receive.
在以色列人行走在旷野的当中。
As the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness.
有一次他们就起来抱怨。
One time they were grumbling.
所以呢，就有瘟疫临到他们。
And so there was a disaster that came among them.
所以神就让摩西做了一个铜蛇。
And so God had Moses create a bronze snake.
他告诉以色列人，如果你愿意来仰望这个铜蛇的，你就可以得医治。
He said, if those who are willing to come before this bronze snake will be saved.
到了新约圣经告诉我们。
In the New Testament, it tells us.
摩西在旷野里怎样举起铜蛇。
How Moses raised that bronze snake in the wilderness.
照样我们的主耶稣基督也要被举在十字架上。
It is the same way that the Lord Jesus will come upon that cross.
就像那些人去仰望铜蛇一样。
Just like those who looked upon that snake.
今天我们却是仰望在十字架上的主耶稣基督，我们就可以得救。
Today it is for us who look upon the Lord Jesus, we will be saved.
我想当时那个以色列人，他们可能心里边有很多的不情愿。
I believe that perhaps in the hearts of the Israelites, many of them were unwilling.
甚至很多人就说我为什么一定要仰望这个铜蛇？
Perhaps there are some who said, "Why do I need to go look at that snake?"
但是这是神的救法。
But this was God's method.
若他们没有按照神的救法，他们就没有办法得医治得拯救。
If they did not follow God's way, they would not be healed.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same for us.
神已经把一个得救的道路放在主耶稣基督里。
God has already given us the way of salvation through the Lord Jesus.
若不借着他，我们就没有办法得救。
Without Him, we cannot be saved.
我想。历世历代的人们都有一个这样的问题。
People throughout generations have probably always had this question.
我们看一下旧约的一个人的例子。
Let's look at an example in the Old Testament.
这个人的名字叫乃曼。
This person's name is Naaman.
他记载在列王记下第五章。
He is recorded in 2 Kings chapter 5.
告诉我们说乃曼呢乃是亚兰王的元帅。
He was the king of Aram.
他在他的主人面前为尊为大。
And he was a great man with his master.
因为耶和华曾借着他使亚兰人得胜。
And it was by him the Lord had given victory to Aram.
他又是一个大能的勇士。
He was a valiant warrior.
所以我们读到这些的时候，我们就觉得他的一生是实在令人羡慕的一生。
And so when we read about his life through these words, we realize that he was a highly respected man.
他是一个大能的勇士。
He was a great warrior.
他在他的主人面前为尊为大。
Before his master, he was highly respected.
世人所羡慕的一切，好像他都有了。
It seems as if he had everything that everybody else admired.
但圣经说呢，只是他长了大麻风。
Except he was a leper.
因为我们知道，在圣经里边，大麻风代表人的罪。
We know that in the Bible, leprosy represents man's sin.
可能我们今天也觉得，我们在世界上好像已经很不错了。
Perhaps you may feel that in this world you're pretty good.
我们为人为善。
Everybody respects us.
我们好像在事业上也非常的成功。
We are successful in the world.
也许有一个美好的家庭。
Perhaps you have a beautiful family too.
但是有一件事情。
Perhaps but one thing.
是我们办法没有靠着自己所解决的。
There is one thing that you cannot solve on your own.
那就是罪。
That is sin.
罪使我们和神之间隔绝。
Sin separates us from God.
就像这个乃曼一样。
Just like this Naaman.
他可能有了一切。
He had everything.
但是他也长了大麻风。
But he was a leper.
后边发生的故事就非常的奇妙。
And so the story goes on, and it is very amazing.
因为当时的时候，他们从以色列国中间掳掠了很多的人。
At that time, they had many captives and slaves from among the Israelites.
其中有一个小女孩呢，就住在他家伺候他的太太。
Among them was a little girl who was a maiden, a servant to his wife.
有一天，这个小女孩就对乃曼的妻子说。
So one day, this little girl said to Naaman's wife.
说巴不得我主人去撒玛利亚去见撒玛利亚的先知必能医好他的大麻风
I wish that my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria then he would cure him of his leprosy
所以乃曼呢就来到他的王的面前
And so Naaman came before his king
向他的王请求他可以去撒玛利亚见这位先知
And asked so that he could go and meet that prophet
他的王就给撒玛利亚的王写了一封信
And so the king of Israel wrote a letter
给以色列的王写了一封信
wrote a letter to the king of Israel
并且带着许多的礼物让他去见撒玛利亚的先知
And also brought many gifts to present to the prophet
所以有一天他们就来到这个先知以利沙的家中
So one day they came before the prophet Elisha
要求先知出来给他医治
And asked Elisha to heal him
但是让乃曼非常惊奇的是
But what really surprised Naaman was
伊丽莎呢只是打出出来一个使者
Elisha sent out a servant
并且对乃曼说你去约旦河里边沐浴七回你的肉就必复原得以洁净
and said to Naaman if you are to go and dip yourself in the water you will be clean seven times
乃曼在这边他就开始发怒
and so here Naaman was very angry
他说我想他必然出来见我
he said I sent him so that I could see him
站着求告他耶和华他神的名在第十一节
But in verse 11 I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God
在患处以上摇手
Perhaps wave his hand over the place
医好这大麻风
And cure the leper
他说在大马色 在叙利亚那边有许多美好的水
There are many waters of Israel
我不是可以在那里边沐浴得洁净吗
Why can I not go to those other waters?
我为什么一定要到约旦河里边去沐浴呢
Why do I must go to the river of Damascus?
于是他就气愤愤地走了
And so he was very angry and left.
所以我们这里看见一个人非常一般人都会有的反应
And so here we see a person who had a response just like many other people.
乃曼这里边他有一个先入为主的思想
At first, he had a very mystical perspective of God.
他觉得呢，这个先知应该出来。
That the prophet would come out.
他应该眼看见这件事情。
And look at the problem.
然后呢，举起他的手来。
And perhaps wave his hand.
在患处上摇手。
And to move his hand around the place that was sick.
他才可以得洁净。
And then he would be healed.
但是先知并没有这样做。
But the prophet did not do that.
我们今天是不是来到神的面前也有许多这样先入为主的思想
Do we also have such superstitious feelings or ideas as we come before God?
我们觉得得救应该是靠着人的努力。
We feel that to be able to be saved, we must use our own methods.
我们觉得我们的得救应该是把圣经读过多少遍。
That you must read the Bible so many times.
我们应该够什么样的资格
You must have a right.
但是神说这些都不是。
But God says no.
所以乃曼这里边呢他要说见到的他没有看见
And so Naaman for the things that he wanted to see he didn't see it
所以他好像就要气愤愤地走了
And so he was very angry and left
但是我们看见在乃曼身上有一个非常好的特点
But there is one very good point about Naaman
他就是愿意听人的劝
He was willing to listen
我们一开始就发现呢从以色列中间掳掠一个小女孩来了
We at first see that there was this little girl who came from Israel
这个小女孩在她家说话就能够引起乃曼的注意
She just said one thing and caught the attention of Naaman
这是非常奇妙的一件事情
This is a very amazing thing
乃曼是亚兰王的元帅
He was the captain of the army of the king
亚兰王当时统管着叙利亚现在的叙利亚和巴勒斯坦地
Aram is right in between Palestine and Israel
是一个极其强盛的国度
And this is a very strong kingdom
在国度里边这个大元帅就能听他家一个小女孩的话
This captain of the army was able to listen to the words of a little handmaiden
所以我们看见在他的里边有一个非常美好的性格
And so in him was a very good personality
到了他 来到以利沙家中的时候，
and so when he came to the house of Elisha,
他转身要气愤愤地走了。
He turned and left angrily.
但是这时候他的仆人进前来对他说，
But then his servants came and said to him,
说我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你现在去沐浴而得洁净了。第十三节。
Then his servants came near and said, My father, had the prophet told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, wash and be clean?
第十四节告诉我们说，于是乃曼下去，照着神人的话，在约旦河沐浴七回，他的肉就复原了，好像小孩的肉一样，他得洁净了。
And so in verse 14, he went down, dipped himself seven times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
So we see here, Naaman, he willing to
accept,
he got it.
Here we see that Naaman was willing to accept, and he received. Today, as we come to this meeting,
we may have some preconceived ideas.
Perhaps you have some preconceived ideas.
我们可能和乃曼一样
Perhaps you are like Naaman,
受着无神论的影响
that you have been influenced by atheism,
可能是科学的影响
or perhaps influenced by science,
可能是我们对宗教的认识
or even your understanding of religion,
所以我们觉得、哦、救恩的道路应该是这样的
and so you feel like the way to salvation must be like this.
所以今天弟兄姐妹告诉我说主耶稣基督已经在十字架上为我们成就了一切
But we see that The Bible tells us that God has accomplished all things.
我们觉得这条道路不可信。
It's very difficult to believe this particular way.
我们觉得好像我们应该按照我们自己所想象的方法来到神的面前。
We feel that perhaps we need to come before Him through our own ways.
但是神说不是这样。
But God says no, it's not like that.
神说，摩西在旷野这样举起铜蛇。
God says, as Moses had raised up that bronze snake in the wilderness,
照样，我们的主耶稣基督已经被举在十字架上。
So also, our Lord Jesus was also raised up on the cross.
所以今天来到他面前仰望他的人，
So all who look upon him,
我们就可以得救。
You can be saved.
我们今天来到这里边，
Today as we come here,
我们心里边都有一个寻求。
We all have a desire in our hearts.
我们可能看见自己的一个需要。
Perhaps you see your own need.
我们可能要再找到一条人生的道路。
Where we want to find a way on this earth.
圣经告诉我们说，你们祈求，就让你们得着。
The Bible tells us that if you seek, you will find.
所以我们看见乃曼他这里边，他知道他有个需要。
And so here we see Naaman. He knew that he had a need.
他起来寻求。
So he got up.
他要找到这条道路。
And he found the way.
今天我们是不是也是一样
？Isn't it the same for us?
圣经告诉我们说。你们叩门就给你们开门。
The Bible tells us that if you knock, the door will be open to you.
为什么需要叩门呢
？Why do you need to knock?
就说明这个门对我们来说已经是关住的。
Because this door may be closed to you.
我们可以回到我们心的最深处。
If you go to the depths of your own heart.
想一想是什么使我们心灵的门关起来
？And think, is the door of my heart closed?
为什么我们的心灵的门关起来
？Why is that door of my heart closed？
是我们自己把它关起来的。
Because we closed it ourselves。
有的时候也是魔鬼把它关起来。
And sometimes it is also the enemy that has closed it。
所以我们今天要来到神的面前。
So today as we come before God，
我们要寻找。
We must seek。
我们要叩门。
We must knock。
主耶稣就会为我们开门。
And the Lord Jesus will open the door for us。
因为救恩已经为我们准备好了。
Because salvation is already prepared for you.
我们要借着信心来领受。
We must receive it in faith.
我们才能够进入神的恩典。
And then you can enter into God's blessing.
我们一同有些祷告。
Let's pray.
在我们祷告之前。
Before we pray.
我们和我们在座的朋友们有一个请求。
I have a request of every friend here.
今天你可能带着一个需要。
Perhaps you have brought a need here today.
你可能要寻找一条道路。
You are looking for a way.
但是你发现你没有办法通过这个门。
But you realize that you can't get through that door.
好像这个门对你来说是关闭的。
And it's as if that door is closed to you.
主耶稣告诉我们说，叩门就给你开门。
The Lord Jesus tells us that if you knock, the door will be open to you.
所以我们在这里边请求朋友们。你们要叩门。
So here we ask all the friends, please knock.
你怀着信心来叩门。
Through faith, please knock.
神就要为你开门。
And God will open up that door for you.
我们接下来有一个在神面前替神有一个呼召。
And so here for God, we are going to call.
就是今天你听见了这些信息。
That today, as you listen to this message,
你看见你周围基督徒他们生活活出的见证。
And you see the testimony of the Christians around you.
我们要问你是不是也愿意要接受这样的恩典。
We also want to ask, are you willing to receive this grace?
神已经把这个恩典白白地为你做成。
God has already given this grace to you entirely free of charge.
但是他付上了极重无比的代价。
But he paid a very great price.
所以你今天不需要再付代价。
So that you no longer have to pay anything.
我们的得救是本乎恩。
Our salvation is through faith.
是从恩典来的。
And it comes through grace.
也因着信。
And through faith.
要借着你的信心来成就。
Through faith it will be done.
所以今天你愿不愿意在信心里边向神有个表示。
So this morning, are you willing through faith to proclaim and acknowledge before God?
愿意接受他作为你个人的救主。
To receive him as your personal savior.
如果有这样的朋友们，我们请你在座位上举下手，我们愿意为你祷告。
If you are willing, please raise your hand and we would like to pray for you.
有没有这样的朋友？
If there are any.
不要再等待。
Please don't wait any longer.
今天撒旦在你心中设下了各样的营垒。
Today the enemy wants to give you so many distractions.
让你没有办法来到恩典的面前。
So that you cannot come before grace.
每位弟兄姐妹们都在为你祷告。
All the brothers and sisters are praying for you.
你要起来叩门。
You must knock.
你要叩门，神就为你开门。
If you knock, God will open the door for you.
我们有没有这样的朋友愿意在神面前有些表示？
Are there any friends who are willing to acknowledge and receive?
神要接纳你。
God will accept you.
有没有这样的朋友？
Are there any?
好，我们一同有些祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
因为你已经把救恩为我们做成了。
Because you have already accomplished salvation for us.
并且借着圣灵在我们人心中所做信心的工作来接受你。
And through the Holy Spirit, you do the work of faith in our hearts to accept you.
所以我们今天早晨把弟兄姐妹朋友们都交托在你的手中。
So this morning we give our brothers and sisters and friends into your hands.
愿你圣灵继续在我们心中工作。
May the Holy Spirit continue to work in our hearts.
让今天你所成就的救恩能够有一天成就在我们心中。
So today the salvation that you have done be accomplished in our hearts.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿你继续带领我们每一位前面的道路。
Please continue to lead our days.
让我们能够有一天认识你。
So that we will come to know you.
谢谢主。
Lord, thank you.
祷告奉我主耶稣宝贵圣名。
In your most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.